98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. He's been a member of the Oshkosh Common Council twice before. He served as Oshkosh's mayor, and now Paul Esslinger is running again for Common Council, something he never thought he would do again after leaving the council in April of 2025. But when budget reductions cut funding for the Oshkosh Area Humane Society by nearly half, he was motivated to run again.
I was upset about that, okay.
Esslinger said he understands why the cuts were made. He was part of the council that tasked City Manager Rebecca Grill with finding ways to reduce the tax levy and the costs of government. But what solidified his decision to run were talks of a potential pedestrian bicycle bridge.
And then literally mere minutes later, they started talking about this footbridge over Highway 41.
Esslinger said Oshkosh needs representation that will listen to the wants of the citizens.
I think if you ask, if you were to walk up and down Main Street in Oshkosh, and talk to anyone that knows, you know, kind of watches council meetings or stays in touch, I think they'd probably tell you that council members, by and large, do not listen to the residents.
He said housing affordability and availability are significant issues facing Oshkosh residents, and connected to property values are property taxes. Esslinger said it may be time to think about other ways to fund the city.
We've talked about sales taxes before. If we completely get rid of assessing homes, the assessment process, then I'd be in favor of that. But adding a sales tax and keeping what we have, no.
There are 8 people vying for the 3 Oshkosh Common Council seats up for election. The primary will be on February 17th, and the spring election is April 7th. Read more on Esslinger in the story at WISS.FM. The Appleton Police Department took to Facebook this week to debunk a rumor that ICE conducted an operation in the city. The APD said it is aware of a video alleging ICE agents operating in Appleton. They say that video showing officers in tactical uniforms is not ICE agents, but rather officers who work for a local multi-jurisdictional drug task force in Appleton. APD said if you ever question an officer's identity, to call the Appleton police. Because of changes from the Trump administration, 2 of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Analysis by Reuters and Komodo Health shows only about 0.01% of the insured population gets gender-affirming care during childhood. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another multi-million dollar military contract for Oshkosh Defense. The subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation announced that the U.S. Army placed a $53 million order for Common Bridge Transporters. These heavy tactical vehicles allow combat formations to advance when terrain and other conditions complicate mobility. Oshkosh Corporation employs over 18,000 team members worldwide and is headquartered here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The deadline to pay your property taxes is fast approaching, and as Melissa Kay reports, you might want to think ahead.
Payments must be postmarked by January 31st, but treasurers around the state are warning property owners not to wait. The U.S. Postal Service instituted a nationwide change as to when the postmark is affixed to incoming mail. They're not stamped when you drop them off at your local post office. Instead, they're postmarked at regional sorting centers, which could be days later. To avoid paying your property taxes late, treasurers encourage you to mail your payments early or use an e-check payment option online or over dedicated phone lines. You can also ask for a postmark to be affixed while you're at the post office window in person. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging people to take advantage of the annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend this weekend. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers to the state interested in the sport out on the ice. During the Free Fishing Weekend, residents will not need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies with additional light snow showers expected, mainly during the first half of the day. Use caution on the roads today. High temps in the lower 30s. A few lingering light snow showers tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-teens.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.